Be the salt. This reflection is based on the gospel reading from Thursday, May 23rd. Our reading starts with Jesus telling his disciples that someone who helps you, for example, gives you a glass of water to drink because you belong to Christ, will not lose his reward. A small goodwill gesture, like a glass of water, will not be overlooked in God's eyes. On the other hand, because of its destructive nature, sin must be dealt with in a very strong manner. And Jesus proceeds to give some examples. To begin with, Jesus tells his disciples, quote, "Whoever causes one of these little ones who believes in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea," end quote. After this, Jesus says it's better to cut off your hand or cut off your foot or pluck out an eye if they cause you to sin. Pretty strong imagery and language. Imagine, if you can, what cutting off your own foot or hand would feel like, or plucking out an eye. The pain would be, for most of us by far, the worst pain we could ever experience. But it seems to me that Jesus is using this hyperbole to make a strong point about eliminating sin from our lives. Unfortunately for us, sin can develop some deep roots in our being and can really hurt in order for us to remove it completely. This often requires a conscious and painful effort on our part to do so. As Jesus states, it's far better to be in heaven with one hand or one foot or one eye than to be in hell with all your members. Hopefully, nobody is amputating their limbs or drowning themselves in the ocean in order to make themselves right with the Lord. However, Christ is giving us some serious reasons why we should choose to avoid sin. Sin can lead to a disconnect or even a complete rejection of our relationship with Jesus. And as we know, He is the vine, we are the branches. Disconnected from Him, we can do nothing. Therefore, Jesus' powerful warnings about sin must be taken to heart. And most importantly of these warnings is to not lead the little ones to sin. Because forfeiting your life, death, not just losing a limb, is what is called for when someone causes a child of God to sin. We know our world is filled with most vile and evil imaginable. It is often very hard to pray for the perpetrators, but it is what Jesus calls us to do. And I also pray that our civil justice system continues to watch out and protect us from those who would harm the little ones. We live in very troubled times, but as Padre Pio said, hope, pray, and don't worry. Reject sin and the false trappings of this world, and always keep Jesus' commandment in our hearts and mind. Quote, "Love God with all your heart and love one another as I have loved you." Be the salt of the earth. Amen.